The post-game interview.
Let's go down to Birchie, who for Kurzweil is standing alongside Cats midfielder Amy McDonald. Birchie.
Well, Amy, a disappointing loss there. Again, you held into the contest like you did last week as well, but just couldn't quite sort of, you know, get it back level and then in front. At halftime, what was said in the rooms? Because you certainly lifted in that third quarter to get yourself back in the contest, led by you. You had a fantastic quarter, so what were the words?
Yeah, I think exactly that. It was get back to the contest and win it at the source. I think they were all over us. They were probably winning that first phase ball, but then also having us on the outside. So it was up the ante a little bit, get our hands on the ball first and then get our inside to out game going, which it felt like we did, and we got on the board, and early fourth quarter it felt like we had the momentum but just didn't capitalise, and they go up their end and put it through the big sticks.
And there's some positive signs, obviously, with some youngsters coming through. Kilpatrick was fantastic today, and obviously Mason, she provided a really good focal point too in that forward line. So some really good things with the youngsters coming through and playing some decent footy at the level.
Yeah, 100%. I think there's been maybe six or so debutants this year, and they're all absolute rippers from, in defence, Talaridi, Lexi. They're holding their own, killer on the wings, providing, I mean, she's only small, but God, she fights for it so hard. And, up forward, Shawnee, we've got Pipe and Tip in the ruck today, so really promising signs moving forward, which is exciting for us.
Ames, thanks for joining us. It just seemed at times, not panic, but just some of the disposal, not a lot of thought went into it. Was that the pressure that Carlton brought?
Yeah, I think it's a bit of the pressure and a little bit. They liked to run the ball, I guess, pretty fast, and you nearly fall into the trap of go, 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 and I guess that composure and control at times. We definitely missed, and there was a few opportunities. I know reviewing the game will absolutely rue. We, you know, thought we were on and quick hands when we're not, and it's a turnover. So, yeah, a combination of our own just control and composure, and as well, I think, playing into their speed a little bit.
Is that a bit deflating at times, that you've done all the hard work, you get it forward, and then it's just one link in the chain breaks and you see the ball rushing back the other way and you're hauling backside back to defend?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think when you know it was probably the wrong choice, that's when it's a little bit more deflating, and if, you know, you've been involved in that chain, you feel a bit disappointed. But if it's the right option and just, a fundamental issue, we want to keep executing that and keep, you know, not changing the way we want to play off the back of fundamental mistakes. So, of course, it's obviously deflating when a mistake happens and you go back down the other end, but we want to play a certain style and we'll keep doing that.
Hey, Mac, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
How good was it to have the captain out back there?
I know, amazing. I mean, she obviously hasn't been on field with us, but she's been still playing a massive role, and to have her out there today was amazing, and she was very solid down back. So, yeah, we're very lucky to have Meg Mack leading our team on and off field.
Great. Despite the loss, there were still some positives. Who stood out for you today?
Oh, tough question. I mean, I think it's pretty exciting. Our twin towers, we've got Pipe and Tip as our ruck. I mean, they're both so raw and new to the game, and the more they play, the better they're going to get. And I think it's pretty exciting. We probably haven't had first use from hitouts for a little while, and that's something that we might be able to start getting creative with. They're wanting to contest and they're wanting to fight. I think Pipe today started to get her hands on the ball around the ground as well, which was exciting, and a growth in her game. So, yeah, there's plenty to like looking ahead.
And just a level of disappointment, Ames, that just at home just can't seem to get it done. This place is turning into your own graveyard.
No, it's starting to feel a little bit like that. I mean, I love playing here, but maybe we want to start playing away a little bit more. We are struggling to get the win here this year, but hopefully next week we're back and it's not a bad omen and we can turn it around.
Well, we can't wait to see you Saturday afternoon. We're on live air from 2:30, bounce at 3:05. Ames, always appreciate you jumping on K-Rock in any sphere that you do, whether it be with our teams during the week or here with us on krockfootball.live this afternoon. Rest up, and we'll see you for a quick 6-day turnaround.
Thanks, guys. See you next week.
See you, Amy.
Amy McDonald joining us here.
The post-game interview.